like no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's truth and coffee time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, everyone, for joining the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. I am Miss D. Mr. B is out doing Mr. B-ish. Y'all, send him some positive vibes. It's my sidekick, and he holds it down with me every week. So give him some positive vibe. I'm so excited. We have another phenomenal, amazing guest that is coming our way. I'm so excited to have Laura Shea with the Truth and Coffee Time family. And first, let me just tell y'all a little bit about Laura Shea. She serves as the CEO of Artistry Lather, which is a high-end artistry lather, which is a high-end bath and body product company. She's dedicated to taking the stress out of your self-care routines through her handcrafted body and bath products. She's passionate. She has a creativity that captures her expertise through various channels in her lifetime. And her key driving force in the fast-paced growth and scaling of Artistry Lather. She's innovative. She has a talent that goes hand in hand when considering her approach to creating the many handcrafted products that we see available on artistrylather.com. You guys got to check it out. This is the great part about it, which is what I am so attracted to right now, that Laura Shea is a fellow Marine. She has served her country in the United States Marine Corps, where she grew in her education by acquiring her bachelor's degree in investigative forensics and her master's degree in biotech, biosec, and biodefense. Semper Fi, my fellow Marine. How are you doing, everybody? Please, please, please welcome Miss Laura Shea Lovett.
Thank you so much for having me, Semper Fi, sis. Oh my God. I was like, who is that person?
Who is she talking about? Who is she really talking about?
Right?
Girl, you are doing the damn thing. You. What a dope bio, first of all. I was checking out your, as I always do, looking at guests as I'm getting ready to gear up to interview then, and I'm researching you and I'm looking at your LinkedIn. I'm looking at your social media presence. I'm looking at how you perform on social media, how you help others, connect with others. And even on days where I see sometimes you say you're struggling, you still reach out to connect to others. And I just love it. I love what you're doing. And I'm grateful that you're one of those people out there that are still really trying to get it done. So welcome to our platform.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So did I leave anything out? Did I leave anything out? Anything you want to add?
That's it. So I'm a wife, I'm a mom.
Okay, now those are the most important things.
You know, that the family side, wife, mom, I have active kids. So I'm in some type of PTA something or some type of sports something or some Girl Scout something. Look, I'm everywhere.
So, how many kids do you have?
Four.
Oh, that's good. That's a good number. That's a good even number. Wait, all girls or all boys or a little bit of both?
Three boys, one girl. So oh, the girl oldest graduated spoiled. Already. So I have an adult child. I'm still new to that. So any tips, please?
Yeah, I have three adult kids. My oldest is 36 and my youngest is 30. So trust me, they.
Oh, I'm coming to you for all the advice because I'm still new.
They think they're my parent, though.
I'm a year in, so I'm like, oh. And then the twins, boy, girl, and then the youngest is a boy. So I have one daughter, but she let me know she the only one, honey. Yeah. And I'm so glad she the only one. Because girls are more expensive.
They are. And let me just tell you this. I tell my girls also, because I have two girls and one boy.
Okay.
And always tell them, if that boy was born first, I don't know if y'all would have made it, because the boy is so much easier than girls. Girls drive, first of all, they cost way more money.
They do.
And they're so dramatic, and everything is a fire.
And she's always in my stuff. She be in my nails, my makeup. Mm-hmm. I get a package. She's like, "Ooh, what did we get?" And I'm like, "No, me."
How old is she?
14.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You can forget it.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. Yeah, it's a wee thing now.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you're a cool mom too, and you wear cool stuff too. She probably all in everything.
She be all in everything. So if I buy something for myself, mm-hmm. I end up buying an extra one for her, because I don't be wanting her to use my stuff. So it's just easier for me to give her own, because when I be looking for stuff, I be like, "Do you got my foundation brush?" She be like, "Oh yeah."
Wait, do you know where my stuff is? Do you? You know, yeah.
That is funny.
My grandjoy is like that. She's 15, and she's 15, and she is one of those people where she thinks that she could just go in and get like my mascara, and she said, "Emma, you had it right here." Yeah, in my bathroom, on my sink.
Yeah, but you know what? I already know that's going to be my little bestie when she out of the house. I told her, "I ain't your friend right now. But mm-hmm. when you get out of the house, we could be besties." Okay?
Yeah. That's how it is. That's exactly how it is. Okay, so Laura Shea, tell us something that we don't know about you. Is there a sign? I know we probably know a lot, because your presence is so big on social media, not just on social media, but within the Virginia area, Black business. I know mm-hmm. that your presence is big, because I see it, and it's so many people treasure what you're doing and how you help everyone. So, but tell us something that we don't know.
Oh, so for those of you who knew me before the pandemic, I was a extrovert. I love to be out and about and everything. Mm-hmm. Now I am an extrovert introvert. When I'm out, I'm peopling. When I'm in. Right.
You know, they call those ambiverts. I looked that up. There's actually a name for it. I believe it's ambivert is what they call it, where you are an introvert at heart, but because of your passions and your entrepreneurship, you can
networking.
You can extrovert that thing.
Yes.
Treat back into
who absolutely, you really are. Absolutely. So people would be like, "But you are such a people person." I'm like, "I am," but I also like me time and quiet down, because I do give out a lot, like you say, you know, on the internet, being present for the business, just being present and showing moms, you know, like just being a stay-at-home mom and running a business, being present and being an education coordinator for the chamber. So it's like I pour a lot of energy out in different spaces, and then being heavily involved in my kids' life, make sure, you know, they have everything. So I pour out a lot. So when people are like, "But you're such a people person," I'd be like, "Yeah, but I like to be caught in my quiet time so people don't be believing me." But I'd be like, "I'm serious."
Now tell us, because when you say the chamber, I know what you're talking about, but tell us a little bit about them. Just give us a snippet about them, because, you know, I love them. I'm so glad I stumbled upon them, and I love them, and they've done way more for me than they absolutely probably think they have. And I'm really quiet and behind the scenes and really trying to figure my whole life out at 60, but I love them and I love what they do. So tell us a snippet.
Okay. So when I say the chamber, I am speaking on the Virginia Black Chamber of Commerce, which is a statewide chamber that was recently created last summer. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact date, but last summer. But before that, it was Virginia Black Business Directory. We're going 5 years strong. I started out just being a vendor at the expo. Then years went on. I volunteered because I love the organization so much. And then another year or two went on, and now I'm the education coordinator and heavily involved in things. So it is where all Black businesses can come and sign up, be a member, and we do all kind of training and courses and networks and bring experts in. And now we have an accelerator program going, and we're doing micro grants and everything. It's just everything. So if you should definitely be a part of it, because we rock hard for Black businesses.
Absolutely. And what people don't know too is that most of the virtual and webinar trainings, a lot of them are free, and the ones that you have to pay for is nominal. The amount is yeah. Like, you know, if you get some coffees during the week, you could have had one of those trainings. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So the investment is the knowledge investment is huge. The financial investment is small, where a lot of places who are having these same type directories that do not cater to Black people at all, those trainings cost triple, quadruple amount of money. So they are doing something so different and so unique for our Black community. And, you know, hats off to them. And, you know, thank you so much for doing what you do with them.
Absolutely.
And for them and for us. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
So, okay. So my next question is what was your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, I feel like there's so many. Okay.
Okay. Give us one of them.
I'm going to go with.
I love that you said that there were so many. I love that.
There's so many. There's just running joke in our family that I kicked my brother down the stairs. I don't remember that. he said I did. I said, where's the proof? I don't remember it. Then my dad, rest his soul, he's in heaven now, but he would always tell the story. He was like, I heard your brother tumbling down the stairs. When I looked, I seen your shadow walk by, and it looked, and he said you kicked him, but you said you was in your room. So to this day, my brother said I kicked him down the stairs, and I was like, no, I didn't. I don't even remember that. That's the funny part. I don't remember. I remember him falling, like I hear him cry, but maybe I was coming out of the bathroom, and that's how you think my shadow, but it's just like, yes, you did.
Somebody kicked him. Somebody kicked him.
It was the ghost. It wasn't me. So yeah, that one, and the fact that I learned about, I'm gonna give you two real quick.
Go ahead.
It's how I got into being the creative. I'm very creative, artsy, and love color.
Oh yes.
You can see I used to get paid to cut up and draw on people's jeans. $5 to $10.
Girl, my 11-year-old grandjoy would be in heaven. She is one of those real creative, artsy.
Is she local?
She's 11 years old. She lived right here with me.
I'm going to give you my link to my art camp. So I do an art camp with the city of Fredericksburg every summer.
Tell us about it, because I bet you there's some others out there. So here it is. There's something we don't know right there.
That is.
Okay. She would love it.
I don't publicize that. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Tonight she was outside, and it's cold outside, and she's outside doing with chalk on our driveway, and she did a path to space on our driveway. So she did this whole thing where your starting point, and then you had to jump on bubbles, then you had to go through stars, then you had to go through all of the planets. Now she did this all on our driveway. She is super creative.
I love that. Yes.
Please give us that information.
Yes, it's with the city of Fredericksburg. I want to say we're doing 3 dates this year because it was so popular last year that it sold out within, I think, a week of them even putting it up. And so it's a 5-day art camp from 9 to 12. Me and a member of the chamber, Art by Meech, we tag team. So the first half, we do something creative with me, whether you're making a melt and pour soap, a bath bomb, string art, whatever. Oh, and then the second half, you are doing paint by the numbers with Art by Meech. He's an artist. And so you're always going to leave with something at the end of the day or the end of the week. You're going to be leaving with a whole lot of stuff, but you're going to learn about different mediums. outside of your acrylic paint.
Right,
like absolutely. That. Yeah, we do a lot of fun things. I can't give it all away because I want the kids to be surprised, but we do a lot of fun things. I can tell you, like, we create bath bombs, we do soaps. We just have phenomenal. So oh much fun.
Gosh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So yes, I want you to send me that and I want to be able to put that in our show notes.
Absolutely.
Because I would love that. And I'm going to be looking for it. So not saying that I get special, you know, treatment or anything, but I'm going to need you to hit me up when you say, hey, the link get ready to go up.
I am. She told me it'll go up sometime in mid-March, right around spring break.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So being a Marine, what did that do to push you in your current journey right now, where you are right now? And how long were you in the Marine Corps, first of all?
12 and a half years.
Amazing.
Exited out medically, wasn't by choice, but hey, you know, when you pray to God about, I'm a Jesus girl, just
yes,
saying.
Yes,
when you pray to God and you ask him for something, it may not be how you think it's going to look. But one of the things I asked for God was to be able to be on this earth a long time and to put my kids on and off the bus. Because I was just having some medical issues.
Yeah.
So he did that, right? Like, and I can't even be mad at him. I'm like, thank you, G. You know,
That's right. You're looking out there. For me, girl.
So one of the things that I learned in the Marine Corps is like leadership, structure, determination, drive. Pivoting, right? Because COVID didn't teach us nothing. It taught us that we got to learn how to pivot and adapt. And already being a Marine, you already know it'll be something at 8 o'clock in the morning by noon. That word done changed or something else, and you got to adapt to a new situation. Exactly. So that was the main thing that I learned and that I brought with me into business. Is the pivoting, the adapting, the being able to shift and change, but also remember the mission is the mission. It may be a different route.
It's still the mission.
But there's still the mission is the mission.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. You give me chills just talking about it because I know that being a Marine was one of the best parts of my life. It was like one of those crazy decisions that I was like, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
Right.
And it was like, oh my God, thank you that I got myself into. Not to say that it was all roses, because I was a Black female in a man's world.
I already know.
So there was a lot of things that happened that should not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But my overall experience of being a part of something so much greater than myself was amazing. And it did teach me structure and it did teach me discipline and leadership and the things that I needed to take back into the civilian world, you know, but it also opens your eyes to corporate America and the structure that is crab in a barrel, shark in a tank.
All the way. Yes. And very cutthroat. Right. And so the toughness allowed me, that exterior hardness allowed me to be able to navigate in those rooms that you were like,
I agree. Totally, totally agree. All right. So tell me something, Laura Shea. Let's switch gears. Tell me a story of your journey on becoming an entrepreneur right now. Give me the backstory of how you got to Artistry Lather. How did that happen?
So again, like I said, I asked God.
Let's go.
I want to be able to put my kids on and off the bus. I want to be able to not have to worry about where I'm laying my head, how I'm going to pay my bills, all of that. Boom. It happened, right? In the midst of that, I was going through my own healing journey because of some things that I experienced in the Marine Corps. And so I'm going to give you another shocker. People don't be noticed. They be like, why you don't talk about that? I wrote a book about my whole journey.
Okay. What's the name of the book? Wait, Laura Shea, you're just not going to gloss right over
it. I'm not going to gloss over that. It's My Life, God's Way, Cold to Diamond.
Wait, My Life, God's Way.
Cold to Diamond.
Cold to Diamond. You better talk that talk. Okay, hold on. I'm writing that down. Now, where can they
I'll make
get
sure
that
we
book?
think and on Amazon.
Okay.
Yes.
Just gonna gloss
I
right
mean,
over
I may,
there.
I could order some and you can get some autographed copies. I haven't done it in a while, but I could. It's
Okay.
up. If you want me to, I will. Only for you, sis. Only for you. yeah, I wrote that book. And it was just a healing process for me. I was in the middle of going through cognitive therapy to work out some things, and I was writing the book. And in the midst of that, I was like, okay, I want to help other women see the light at the end of the tunnel. I made it to the end of the tunnel. So I wanted to help other women come to the end of the tunnel. So I was doing healing transformation, helping women coincide with, like, I'm not a therapist, but in addition to, I want you to be able to see what's possible on the other side.
Right.
The things for me, I didn't feel connected to some of my therapists because you didn't know my struggles and how it looked on the other side. I wanted examples. So I did.
So I want to stop you right there. When you say, and I know we're not talking about therapy now, but that's one of my things on my vision board, that I will start back therapy this year. And one of the things that, especially in the African-American community, a lot of times they just don't believe in therapy or going to see a psychiatrist. But one of the biggest things for our Black females when it comes to therapy is connection.
Yeah.
We have to connect. So I try to tell people, when you're going through therapy, don't give it a one shot and give up. It may take you 3, 4, 5 times to find a therapist that you connect with. You may have to have 2 therapies, one for the healing transformation part and one for a different part of the mind's therapy. You know what I mean? So I'm so happy. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just
Oh, no,
so
you're good.
Happy that you said what you just said, because it takes a minute to find
It
a
does.
therapist that is going to help you heal.
It does. Because I did have 2 therapists. I had a cognitive therapy, which was more proactive. I won't say relive the trauma, but it's more of how to change the triggers. So I didn't cry on a dime or change the mental state of, if I smelled a certain scent and it sent me into just trauma for days and things like that. So I was working with a cognitive therapy, and I was also working with a life coach to get back into it, because I didn't know it was going to be so hard leaving the Marine Corps. I went through a major depression period. Because I will say my identity was wrapped up into it. So once I went through all of that and helping women, I realized, oh, this entrepreneurial thing, okay. Getting paid to speak, I'm selling books, I'm talking about what's comfortable, I'm connecting, all of those. Then my kids start looking at it. They start, the twins started a business at 3 to 4. They were selling ties and bubble junkie jewelry, whatever. It was called Twin and Company.
I know that's right.
And then we went into, then it stopped for a little bit. And then my daughter kept saying, oh my God, I want to write a book. I want to write a book. So she was in 3rd grade when she wrote a book. But I didn't get it illustrated till like 2 years later. I was like, I don't know if she's serious. So I just
always, her book for sale?
Her book is for sale too. You know that? Listen.
Look,
her book
now,
is,
okay.
What's her book? If not, not all twins are alike.
All right.
And it's a children's book. So it's between 2nd and 3rd grade reading. I would even say 1st if they're a little advanced, if they're advanced. So yes.
You know, I really would love, I'm really going to talk to my 11-year-old about that, because I'm a children's book author. So
nice.
I will definitely be looking at that. That is so cool.
So we got to illustrate. Listen, we got to illustrate it. Everything. She became an entrepreneur. She was getting paid as a child entrepreneur. And to speak to other children. And then she went into how artistry Lala got started is the year before the pandemic. She got a bath bomb kit and she actually started Artistry Lather, and it was originally called Celine Bubbly Bath Bomb. That's all she was doing. Then once COVID came and people were in the house, and what were they doing? Shopping. Shopping. What was happening to people's website? And so
absolutely.
Orders was coming in, and she was like, whoa, I didn't sign up for all of this. She was like, I'm gonna move to the back. Then she also got tired of people just questioning that she really started the business and this and that. So she wanted to be more behind the scenes. Then she wanted to bring in other products and asked us for our help. And so she was like, I want it to be a family business. Can y'all come in and help me on the back end and do things and help me research and learn? But I also want to change the name because of everything. And then Artistry Lab was born.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
With your forensic background too, that research into the chemical part of that is amazing. Yeah. And then she left you?
Yeah, she left me. She left me. By the end of 2020, it was all mine. We came out with 2021 with a whole Artistry Lather under new ownership and everything. She left me.
That's okay.
She
did what God intended for her to do, though.
Exactly. She come back and do things on the back end. Like, she's more of, let me package, let me make some bath bombs, let me wash the dishes and get paid, things like that. So she's here, just not in the forefront anymore.
I love it. So here you are now in the midst of COVID. You have Artistry Lather. You're doing bath bombs, and then you go to what?
Soap. We were doing bath bombs. Then people were like, well, what else do you have? And we had already been looking into soap. But like I said, I wanted to make sure I did the research, what it was, what she needed, because she was going to be making it. And then once she seen the videos and stuff, she was like, how about I design it and y'all make it? Because you are dealing with some chemical that can be dangerous if it's not properly protected, right?
What's up, y'all? It's Meek. I'm a grandeur. Speaking of grandeur, you should get the book on diverseclub.com, Amazon, Target, and Walmart. You should listen to the podcast too, Truth and Coffee Time. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Bye bye. See y'all later.
So we went into soap. She was designing, we were making. Boom, 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 boom. And then we was like, what else can we make? Then we added shower steamers and body washes, body butters and scrub. It just became a whole
thing. And you're making this stuff yourself, right?
Yes.
Wow.
I make all of it myself. And let me tell you, when I had we had an AARP deal summer. Hold up, what year are we in? Yep, last summer. They ordered 2,500 shower steamers. I did them all by myself. My spouse ended up getting the flu the day we were supposed to start the production. All of my help, who was supposed to help me make it, did not come. For whatever reason, there was like school getting ready to start. I'm going on a last minute vacation. Oh, this and that. It was literally me by myself for 9 days.
Oh my God.
The shower steamer from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. I said, I love this and I want more of this, but I won't be doing all of this.
No, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a lesson learned, but it was really good though, because it opened my palate up to wanting a whole lot of more manufacturing and heavy and large bulk order.
Yeah, so how has that, what has happened out of that though? So you said it opened your palate to wanting more manufacturing and large bulk order. So has that happened for you? Have you been able to have that conversation?
So going into 2024, so after that happened, I took some time off. I went into researching manufacturing. What does it take in the state of Virginia? You know, I'm a researcher. Yep, gotta see what
absolutely.
the laws are, the healthy the health procedures, all of that. And then in 2024, this year, we launch our manufacturing, where we do small quantities and we do customized quantities. So we are the smaller manufacturing, because if you go to a large bath and body manufacturing, you typically got order 200 of one item, 1 cent, right? That's just off the muscle. For us, it's a smaller quantity. It's 15, 20 to 35, 40, just depending on what the object is. And it's for a smaller business who you don't want to make the product, but you want to add extra revenue to your business, right?
Absolutely,
Like, you're
absolutely.
like, I don't want to learn the regulations and the FDA, because they're always changing their mind. So you got to keep up with those regulations. So for someone who just want to add an extra stream of revenue, you don't necessarily want to buy all of these ingredients to make. It's time consuming, right? So let us make it for you, and you put your brand on it. And so we launched it, and we've been doing good.
Wait, so that's where the white label comes in, right?
Yes, that's where the white
Okay.
labeling and the private labeling come in at. Yes.
All right, talk to me about that, because I know we were going to talk to this toward the end of the
Okay.
conversation, but
Oh,
now
did I
we're
go
here.
into
No. I love this. I love it so much. So talk to me about private labeling, white labeling. Is it the same? How do you get there? Like, tell me all the things
you
about
all the things. So it is not the same. So you have bulk order, where you just order, not wholesale, because wholesale you have to order a specific amount. With bulk order, it's less than wholesale, and you just, there you go, boom. It's still a discount, and not retail. So then you have white labeling. White labeling is where I make it, I put it in a jar, there is no label, and I send it to you, and you put your own labels on it. There is no customization. You literally buying it as is. So if our body butter is black, our black cashmere scented, and it's white, that is what you order. Black cashmere, white body butter. I send it to you in the standard jars, and you label it yourself.
So you put your own. So if we were doing it for Diverse Love, we would put our Diverse Love branding on it. But
That's the
so,
white labeling. So that means you gotta label it yourself. You're just buying it from me, and you're labeling it yourself. Then you have wholesale, where with wholesale, you're buying our product with our logo, and you're selling it in your store. So
I
wholesale is
got
typically
you.
for like boutiques, spas, maybe a massage therapist wanting to sell it to their client, or a beautician or a barber selling beard oil things to their client, and it has our logo on it. They don't necessarily care that it has our logo. It's like Walmart,
Got you. Got you.
Walmart wholesales all of that stuff in there, right? But then Walmart also have Walmart brand, right? That's
Absolutely.
what it's called, private labeling,
Oh, I love this.
where
Getting into this. I love this.
where private labeling is where you take our product and we label it for you with your logo, and you can customize it. So just how I was saying earlier about the black
Cashmere.
cashmere, ours is white. You may say, I want a hint of blue, or a hint of yellow, or a hint of red, whatever you want in it. I don't want white. You can customize in private labeling, and it has your logo on it. Now we have a standard label, or you can work with a third party that we refer you to get your label done.
Get your own labels done.
Yes.
Got
And then we have a formulator as well, who formulates all of our products to make sure that they are FDA standard, and they are good for shelf life, right? So that way you can have a 1 to 2 year lifespan on your products. And they, if you want to put them in a store, you're able to do that because it has the FDA regulations on it. If we don't have a certain recipe in our repertoire of things, we will outsource you to the formulator. Y'all do y'all thing, and then you bring it back. We of course sign NDAs, because you have now purchased that
Absolutely.
formula from the formulator. We don't own it. We're just
Absolutely.
making it from you, and we're not allowed to use it for anybody else. That is your thing. It is it. We make it for you when you outgrow us, because the purpose is to outgrow us. And you get to the bigger manufacturing, you already got your formula. You don't have to worry about it. So.
Laura, say you teaching today, girl.
I feel like it's a lot.
Oh, no. I love it. I love this so much. You just have no idea. So how do you make your revenue? And let's break it down in categories. How do you make your revenue, your profits off private labeling, white labeling, or wholesaling? How do you make your profit?
I call it my pie. So this is my pie. And then I divide it all up into percentages. So as of right now, with private labeling and wholesale being new to Artistry Lather, about 70% of our revenue comes from customers. Where we sell one-offs of like scent of soaps and showers, like that, right? And then the other pie is broken up into private labeling, bulk wholesale, and white labeling. We're new into this. I will say, as of now, this year, we have three customers who have ordered some, whether one is wholesale, one is private, two is wholesale, one is private labeling. So I'm looking to make that pie where it shifts. And it'd be 75-25. So that's, we make ours basically the way we price it out with our hours. I'm a big thing in making sure that you are charging for your time and your materials. One of the things with small business, we feel that, I feel like I'm nickel and diamond. You're not nickel and diamond. You are paying, your customer is paying you for your time, the material, your knowledge. So you need to make sure you're pricing yourself, because if you're not, you're going to,
you're not going to
be a distant in a year or two, right? So we make sure that we are fair in our pricing, and we also stay in a competitive market with the people who are in the same level field as us. We're not Bath and Body, so we're not on that level, because we're not ordering in huge drones and we're worth, right? Exactly, right? So, you know, we make sure we're pricing fairly around that market.
Now, speaking of the big wholesalers like the Bath and Bodies or the Walmarts or Targets, do you guys have a plan or a mission where you want to one day approach them with a pitch to try and get Artistry Lather in those different facilities?
So we're currently on Walmart Online right now. We've been in there for about we've been on that platform for about 2 years now, and we have an exclusive bundle set with them. I'm actually, we're in the works of making some changes to those exclusive bundles and bringing some new items to them, but we are in there online. Okay, online. We ain't on the shelves yet, but we're in their online process. And we're also working, we got accepted into the Black Accelerator program for Amazon. We will be working hand in hand with the case manager to get our stuff on Amazon. So you'll be like, Prime. Come on, girl. We're going to be on that Prime.
That is so cool. This is so cool. So your website, I was looking at your website.
Have you looked at the new website? Because we just, yay. Yes.
It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
Listen, shout out to Narae LLC. That's who created our new website.
I'm going to ask you, Chamber. I love it. Okay. Because, you know, I looked at it last year and I said, well, I don't remember everything. So I went in it this week to look and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh,
it's totally different.
It sure is.
It is so dope. So dope. I love the colors. I love everything about it. It was so great. And that's what I was just going to ask you is how did you go about the vision for your website? Who put it together for you? And how was that process?
So Nare put it together for me that right. The owner is Nisha and Trey Hall of Nare, and they've been wanting to get at my website for a while, right? They were like, girl,
We need you need to do something about
yeah, we
that
need to get over there. And
website.
so with the changing of the AARP and waking up I don't want to call it a monster, but that drop, it just woke something in me like, I want more of this. I knew in order to attract the customers that I wanted, that I had to invest in a more upscale website, right? Because when you're in business, you want to attract your customers, and your website is one of the first lines that they meet, and it speaks to them before they even speak to you sometimes. So you want to make sure that it's appealing to them. So I basically gave them my vision. We talked, went back and forth, and you know, they gave me their expertise on what would be great, and then that's what we landed on.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I love it.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank
I was
you.
looking at it and I'm like, and I went in it twice because I was like, this doesn't look like the same website that I went in a year ago, you know, and it's like it was completely different.
Completely different.
Like you said, it's upscale, it's professional, and it draws you in, like the colors and you know, it draws you in. So kudos. I love it.
Thank
Totally
you.
love it. Totally love it.
Thank
So
you.
that is one nugget, you know. I know someone did our website for us and we were like, you know, we really need to get this redone. And we was gonna go back to her and it's like help us out because she really did a great job for what we had, which was really small at the time. But now it's like we're wanting to split out and do like one for our po just podcast related because we want to start, you know, doing courses and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then one just for our diverse love for the relationship side of it. So when I saw yours today, I'm like, come on now. Yeah, they did a great job. Kudos to
You.
them.
They
Kudos to
did
them.
that.
So the clients and the customers that are using your products, are you getting great feedback for your products? Talk to me about how your clients view Artistry Lather.
Okay, so we're going to talk more on the customer side versus the wholesale side, because on the wholesale side, the feedback we're getting is, oh my God, I'm glad you exist.
Yeah.
I've been
All right
thinking
now.
about this. I've been looking for this, and I seen your video of me introducing myself and what I do, and it was like it was just right on time. But what they don't know is I paid for an ad to hit that to hit their news feed. That's the trick, guys. That when people be like, oh my God, they just came through my news feed. Yeah, they probably paid to be there.
Okay, so now we're gonna step back though before you go over there because
Okay.
people who are on this journey of entrepreneurship, they want to know how do we hit that fee? So when you say you pay for an ad, did you go through the Facebook ad or
Yeah, so I have a project manager. We've been working together about 2 years now. We just recently hired a social media company who also handles our social media as well. Business owners, we got to delegate.
She talking to me, y'all. Don't worry. She
We
talking
got to
right to me
delegate.
because
Okay, y'all.
I do all the things. I do all the things.
We got to delegate. And my project manager literally started out. She was a virtual. She is a executive virtual assistant. She's no longer for a lower end. She is executive virtual assistant for visionaries. That's what she call it. For those who don't want to do the work, she does that. And so when she first started our relationship, she started with, I would pay her an hour here, 2 hours here. I think her minimum at the time was 4 hours. Pay her for 4 hours every couple of months. Can you do a little of this? Can you do a little of this? But then I found how effective it was because I was now freeing up for me to do things that would bring it in the money.
And she was good at what she's doing, evidently, because you kept coming back to her.
She exactly. And then eventually part-time. Okay. Then right then it went from part-time to full-time to project manager. So she is our project manager. Typically, if you're speaking to her through email, that's who you're talking to, is her. If you're getting a contract, it's from her. And she's not just a virtual assistant. Like I said, she's for visionary. Because, but she looks at your business and also helps you to streamline and bring in revenue. Well, I think maybe if you do this or try this, or have you thought about this program, she's automated a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Y'all think I'd be all on social media. It's called.
Yeah, I really did.
Scheduling. Listen, so scheduling, that's in the Facebook Meta business. So mm-hmm. one thing about Facebook is that when all these third parties was coming out, they were shadow banning us, right? They were like, oh, y'all want to use third parties to schedule your stuff? No. So then they created the Meta business.
Yeah.
So now on Meta business, it has changed so much in the last couple of years. You can schedule your stories. You can schedule your reels. You can schedule Facebook and Instagram. Now they're starting to
can even schedule on Instagram.
Correct. And now you can. Now they got the whole AI thing over there where it can generate a caption. And then after a while, it learns your brand voice and you can use all of that. It is just so much. And so by doing this, you can schedule out all your content, and then it helps to get it in front of people. Because when you start using Facebook stuff, there were a lot of small businesses go, oh, I hate social media, da 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 da. But when you use Facebook but when you use Facebook stuff effectively and schedule things, it shows Facebook that you are on your business, like you are engaging, right? I have two scheduling time. Two times I go in the morning, and I set a timer for 20 minutes. And for 20 minutes, I go in and I comment on everybody who commented on my stuff. I then stroll and just like and comment on whatever I can in 20 minutes, making sure you still like whatever it is that you're doing.
Don't just do it.
Exactly. Still engage authentically. I do that two times a day. In the morning and in the evening, I schedule those times and I do that. But now because everything's scheduled, it doesn't feel like a daunting task because everything's scheduled for the month. I randomly go post stuff, but everything's scheduled for the month.
And so the only thing that you really have to pop in there for is maybe some ad hoc comment. Stuff. Like if y'all get something new that pops up for that, you know, and you want to share it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And typically I do that through a story because it disappears in 24 hours because I'm so excited and I know I need a marketing plan to release new things. So I'll share a lot of things through the story because it deletes after 24 hours, right? And also by engaging in your story, it allows people to get to know you and put things on their mind. So when you do that marketing launch release, they're like, oh, I remember her talking about that.
But
we done kind of drifted off. Okay, hold on. Ads. Let's get back to ads. Okay, ads. So in Meta Business Suite, I want you to know that boosting a post is different than an ad. Mm-hmm. Boosting a post means that post is getting some attention. Would you like to put it in front of more people? And you pay to boost it. But an ad is where you... Sorry, I just got an email. Is where you go in and you put age demographic, men, women, you put where you're located, you put keywords. So for me, I pick typically women between the ages of 26 to 50. Mm-hmm. And you might, that seems like a lot. It's not, because I'm going to narrow it down even more when I say, I might say the East Coast, or I may say, and it's very important that you pick a demographic. And how you can tell about the demographic is when you look into your Meta Suite, analytics, it'll tell you the top 10 places that is engaging with your content.
Gotcha.
So typically we'll pick those top three and go push it to these three so they can keep seeing and think. And then I narrow it down with keywords. People who like Bath and Body, people who like Bath bomb, people who like spas, people who like facials, people who like natural, people who like organic. Like I use these key words in the ad,
right,
along with a nice image or video. Right now it's a video that I'm running, and whatever your budget is, do it. So I'll tell you for us,
as low as what on there.
So for I'll tell you, so the ad I'm running right now is introducing us being a small manufacturing with low quantity. It is a 65 second video, something like that, and $40
wow
month. And I've already had, in the first month, I had two people fill out my contact form based on that ad. Two people. And then one thing I learned in research, and then so for February, we went up $20 more. So now it's $60. I had five people fill it out.
I know
so
that.
Every month, keep going up on the ad. So you may want to change the image or maybe change some words, but keep the ad going. One thing I read in market research is keep the ad going in front of people, because it takes people 12 to 15 times of seeing you before they're actually even interested. It takes them another.
Say that again, because I have ran ads in the past and just completely stopped. It's like, this isn't working. I don't know what I'm doing. It's not working. But I only did it for like a few days. And it's like, oh, this isn't working.
It takes people 12 to 15 times of seeing you constantly before they're interested in even clicking on your profile.
Shut the front door.
And then it takes them another 8 to 10 times of them seeing you again before they go to your website.
I love it.
And then it keeps taking them for you to show up and being consistent before they buy something. It may be 3 months before that person buys something from you.
Consistency is the key.
Consistency is the key. Showing up is the key. So when they're like, oh, I don't want to be salesy, I don't want to always be talking about it, well, they're not going to know you exist, because the noise is loud on social media.
And the noise, you have to out-noise the noise. Like,
yes.
There are people on there who are doing exactly that.
Exactly.
And they are obnoxiously loud. You know what I mean? And I say
how
that.
How much do Fashion Nova email us in Texas? I don't know if you ever shop from Fashion Nova or Sheen.
Yeah.
Or something.
Girl.
How many times do they email you on one day?
Yes, I can't open it
how
up.
How many times do they text you?
Yeah, I ordered something from Temu for my granddaughter. And yesterday I got six texts from Temu. And it was text like, you left this in your cart. Oh, it's on discount now. Oh, don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, it's half price now. Guess what? We have this for you. It was like they knew me, like we were buddies.
Yep. Yep. And listen, and it works. Mm-hmm. It works.
It does, because I've clicked a few of them and bought something.
Just so you can get that free thing, huh? Because I done that too. I know. I done it too. It gets me. I'd be like, oh, you're going to give me that.
When you're getting for the kids. Especially when you're getting for the kids, it's like, okay, I can get that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I have no idea. So I feel like, oh my God. Yeah, I feel like I went all the way around the world. Listen, I love business. I love talking about it. Really, I'm sorry.
No. That was some super good information, because there is an entrepreneur or two or three or five out there that's going to listen to this podcast and go, oh my God, you mean I got to run this ad this many times? You mean I can do this and turn this into private labeling? Wait, my website needs to be this or that. There are some people out there that are looking for the answers. They can't necessarily afford to get a life coach or a business coach right now at this moment. And so they look to these type of platforms to help point them in the right direction. I'm one of those people. I mean, I invested in classes and master classes before we started our podcast, to start this podcast. But before I did that, I was tapping into other podcasts and free webinars,
absolutely, and, you know, been there. Mm-hmm.
trying to figure it all out. And then once I figured as far as I could go, it was like, okay, now I have to pay. I have to invest in
that. Yes.
You know,
it's so worth
to get
it.
That extra.
I've done the free thing, but I've also been in masterminds. I've also traveled to business conference. I've also paid for courses. And let me tell you something, paying for those things put me years ahead. Out of things that I didn't have to research because it was already done, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love giving away all the knowledge. Like I'd be like, what platform you on? Have you done da-da-da-da-da-da? They'd be like, huh?
Exactly.
They'd be like, okay, girl, get on my calendar. Come on. Let me help you out.
Yeah, you know? I love it. I know we've talked to probably 3 or 4 people who've started their podcast and trying to help them to get started, get kicked off. You know, 2 of them have already started, and it's really cool to be able to share what you know. We don't know all the things. We don't know everything, but we can get them to where what we know and then point them to the master classes that we invested in.
Yeah.
You know? Because at some point you do have to spend a little money to get that extra, get that little something, something.
Gotta spend money to make money.
I know. All right. You have been so awesome, Laura Shay. Like, I don't think I'm going to start wrapping it up, but I want to reserve the ask of you that we come back together, you know, to do a second interview. And I really want to tailor that interview to healing transformation and all the things that you've done for the female community as not just a Marine, not just a person who's went through therapy, but an entrepreneur, because you've got a footstep trail that, you know, when they said God has ordered your footsteps, and he has truly ordered your footsteps. Like, I'm sitting here so excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
What you have done. And I've written notes, and I write notes on all my guests, but there are certain guests that I get like these, like the hair stand on my arm. You are one of those guests. So thank you so much.
Listen, that's all God. He just told me what to do. And I was like, you sure you said that? And he was like, yes. I was like, okay, you sure you said that? He was like, go on, girl. What I tell you? And so I just, you know, listen.
Girl, I had a dream 2 nights ago, and I'm a dreamer. And so I had a dream 2 nights ago, and it was so vivid. And girl, I've been talking to God for 2 days. Like, can you please tell a sister what this dream means? Because this dream is driving me crazy.
Ooh-wee.
You know? So I'm like, can you please show me or tell me what does this dream mean? What am I supposed to be doing? Come on now. I was on my knees last night. I was in tears. I'm like, God, you got to show me. I'm lost in this dream, but I know it means something because it was too vivid. You know how those dreams,
mm-hmm.
like,
oh, yeah.
It's like a dream, but you know you were there. You
feels
know
so real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm on my knees last night. I'm crying. My husband's rubbing back because he walks in the bedroom and he sees me just down there. Girl, I'm toiling, you know, and I'm asking God. And I'm like, come on now. You know, this the sister is lost. I know the dream, but I don't know what you're trying to tell me. But I know that there's a message in it, you know, so I totally understand. Thank you so much. Now, I have to ask you a few more questions before we wrap up.
And
One of them is, how do you give back to you? You give back to everyone. You got 4 kids, you're a wife, you're an entrepreneur, you're working for the chamber. I mean, you're doing all the things and then some. So how do you, what does your self-care look like?
So my self-care is changing. But prior to the change, I will make sure I schedule time with girlfriends to go have like lunch or dinner. I would make sure I have my alone time to enjoy my coffee. So there's from 9 to 10 a.m. Once the last kid got on a bus from 9 to 10 a.m., I had no calls, no appointments. It was just me and my coffee and my thoughts. I listened to books. I'm now starting to incorporate more like massages, more pedicures, more things physically on the body, because not just giving out energy, but being at events for a long time, making things, pouring into people, that takes a toll on your body. So I got to make sure I'm taking care of my body. So now I'm We're gonna see, girl. Every book I done read, I was like, why is 5 o'clock a real thing? So I ain't gonna do five, but 6 o'clock, I'm gonna get up and have my me time, meditate, listen to my books, yoga, things like that, and then get my day started because we are getting more clients. So I have to, that 9 to 10.
Yeah.
Should back up to the before the kids get up. I am planning. Now I do one time a week where I do, so Sunday there's no work, period. Boom, hard stop.
I rarely post anything or do anything on Sundays.
Sunday is bloop. If I learned that from a girlfriend of mine, she knows who she is. I'm gonna make sure she hear this part. She was like, I messaged her on a Sunday. She was like, if we're talking girlfriend talk, I'll talk to you all day, but don't be calling me and talk about no business. And I was like, oh, noted. Yeah. So I took that practice on Sunday, hard stop, boom. And now Saturdays are going to be more family time. So it just in just change, putting those boundaries up, taking care of myself, make sure I schedule time out for me and be okay with it changing, because every season that I've been in, it has changed. Absolutely. To fit the need of that time.
Absolutely. So who pours into you, though, besides your girlfriends? Is there a certain person that really empowers you and pour into you?
I have a spiritual coach, my spouse, we pillow talk.
Hell, girl.
Those moments when I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. This is too much.
And I know you was probably going through this heavy with the ARP load. I know. Mm-hmm.
It was, listen, there's a video up on our Instagram of Artist Platinum, and I finally 5 months later put it up. I was still feeling some type of way about it, so finally I put it up, from the making all the way to taking it to the UPS shipping place for them to ship it off. Mm-hmm. The whole video up. Well, yeah, you know, spouse, spiritual coach. I do have an inner circle, you know, where I'm able to say those frustrations, because social media is not the place. You still gotta, you know, bring your best foot forward. You still can be transparent, but there's some things that are just left for inner circle. So I have my inner circle that I'm able to call on and things like that.
I have a question to ask you that I'm going to digress a little bit before we wrap up.
And okay.
I had wrote it down and I forgot to ask you. You said you had a social media managing company now you've hired.
Yes.
I want to know, how do they know what content and how to position that content to so put for you.
My project manager is who put the content out. Mm-hmm. My social media company, they go and engage with people.
Okay, thank you. That's the part I wanted to bring.
So there's two. So there is social media managers who create content for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. But because of the type of business we have, I do all the video recording. Mm-hmm. And then I have the project manager based on, because we already planned out 2024 mm-hmm. and 2023. Yeah. So we already know the type of content we want to put out. Right. And a lot of things is already pre-scheduled. Like March will be finalized already.
Got it.
Everything will be scheduled for March.
Got it.
Because mm-hmm. we plan in 2024 what our marketing rollout was going to be for in 2023, what our marketing rollout is going to be. So our social media manager, we only use to comment on people's stuff, follow the hashtags and get people engaged, and to inbox our followers, not random people who are already following our page with code. Have you seen this last reel? Can you go comment on this? Da, 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 da. They do that, and we work hand in hand. So they basically told us, we need you to post at least a minimum of 3 times in a week. We need you to do at least 2 stories every day. We need you to do 2 reels and a still post, or they'll they'll come back and go, oh, we need you to do a carousel. That's what Instagram is pushing right now. So for this week, do 2 carousels in a a real. So we're always communicating and talking and changing. So you have to be ready for that.
That's some good. How did you find your virtual assistant?
We were in a women's faith group. 5 years ago, we were in a group called, I forgot the name of it, no longer up anymore. We were in that group together. We just been following each other. And then she's a military wife, so she was always having to move every couple of years. So she just felt this was best for her because she was already an organized person. She homeschools her kids. So she was like, you know, and then I was like, all right, let's do it, you know? And we've been rocking and rolling for like the last 2.5, 3 years. 3 years. No, cool. Since 2021.
I love it. Love it. Okay. We're in Black History Month. And yes, as we know, this is such an important time for us and our surrounding allies, people who stand with us. And although Black History Month of February is very significant because of everything that has, you know, our ancestral, our culture and everything around it, we celebrate our Blackness and our royalty all throughout the year. We just hone in a little bit more, you know, February. Yeah, absolutely. So, but if you could go back to your 18-year-old little African-American girl, what advice would you give yourself today?
To slow down. And not make such emotional and quick decisions. Mm. Think it through. It's okay to not answer right away. Think about it and talk to your mom. Because at 18, I was like, she can't tell me nothing. I'm grown. So I wish I would have talked to her mom. Because me and my mom, that's my best friend. I talk to her every day. Like, I have my little headset on, be in the studio. She be in her little concrete truck, and we be talking for hours. She be like, girl, don't you got to go leave to go get such and such from school? I be like, oh, shoot, thank you, mom. We'll literally talk all day. So that would be my advice, to slow down. Don't be so quick to make a decision. Don't be so emotional and talk to your mom, because at the end of the day, she's been here. She know what it's like. And had I talked to her more, probably would have made half of the decisions that I did.
Oh my God. I love that. So most people that I ask that question always says something in around that vein, like, you know, slow down or don't be so hard on yourself. Mine is to give yourself grace. I mean, I have an email out that's called Give Yourself Grace Daily. And it's just like, you just be easy on yourself, because we all fall short of God. And we always all have to step back and learn how to pivot, adapt, and overcome. You know what I mean? So, but you're the first one to say, I would tell my 18-year-old self to talk more to your mom.
Yes.
Because like my grand Joy, she lives with me. She's 15. And girl, she don't want to hear nothing I got to say.
They don't.
Nothing. Until she gets in trouble or she gets to a point where she can't make it past whatever that obstacle. And mm-hmm. she'll listen to me. She won't say anything. She'll just kind of hear me. But half of the time, like you said, it's like they think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm pretty sure I was the same way. But I take it personal with her, like I did with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, why are you taking it personal? You did the same thing.
Yep.
And I think now I reevaluate that. I take it personal because of what you said. If you listen to me,
you ain't half of the headache.
Avoid half of the crap.
Half of it. Yep. Yep.
And I'm sure my mom was saying, my grandmother raised me, and I'm sure she was saying
the same thing.
All right. So in the previous podcast, we had a podcast episode 116 on mm-hmm. how to create a vision board for couples. Did you create a vision board this year, or did you and your spouse create?
Yeah. So we do. I do a vision board differently. Do I have it right here? I don't. It must be in the upstairs. So I do it differently because I am very creative mm-hmm. and artsy. I draw like the thing that I envision and want. So I already have like a blueprint of what my warehouse is going to look like, where everything is going to be.
Now.
I have a little chart that says I'm the CEO, project manager, who's up under them. It's like a flow chart. So I draw a lot of things. And I draw like the different logos that I want to have licensed. So I do more drawing than pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I love it. You're going to have to show me that one day.
I will.
You know, I'm not a drawer. So I would have stick people on mine. I think the best thing that I could probably draw is a tree. You know, and that you would exactly kind of know what it is anyway. So. I did a vision. I normally don't do a vision board. I didn't come from the era of vision boards. Like I said, I'm almost 60 years old. So I didn't come from an era of vision boards. You know what I mean? And I was raised in an era of surviving and not thriving. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so recently I did a vision board and I love it. And I love it so much. And it's like, why? But now my oldest daughter does vision boards every year. You know, and I'm like, what are you doing a vision board for? Like, you can just, because me, I have a vision, but I don't put it up. I just kind of document it somewhere in a spreadsheet or something. But
yeah.
I actually took time to do a vision board this year. And then me and my husband are going to do one together.
Yay.
And I put it up in my closet. So every time I walk in my closet and I walk out of my closet, I see it. And I find myself every morning when I look at it, I touch it.
Mm.
My God, this is crazy, because I look at that vision board like it's coming to life.
It is.
Why didn't I do this? This makes no sense. The word says, write your vision and make it plain. Why didn't do that? Girl, okay.
But listen, the beautiful thing is that you are willing to do something different outside of what you learned, right? And so, hey.
Hey, it's try something. Just try
it. That's it. Just try it one time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Laura Shay. This is
thank you. I
reserve the right to ask you back. I have to bring you back to dive more. You are a teacher, girl. You are a teacher, and everyone can't say that. People can share their knowledge, but they don't know how to teach their knowledge. There's something about a teaching Black woman, and you are a teacher. So I have to have you back.
Definitely. Absolutely. Listen, let's do it. Listen. Right.
So now I want to ask you to give a shout out to your community. If there's any discounts or anything you want to share with the listeners, remember, we'll be posting this in a few weeks.
Okay.
Give the shout out to your community, any discounts, and go for it.
I ain't gonna say nobody's name because I might forget somebody, and y'all know I remember all of y'all, okay? All right, so I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody who is near and dear, far and close, right? My Marine sisters that are here, my veteran fam that's all over, my chamber fam, my fam. See, I almost forgot the fam.
The real fam.
The real fam, you know. My lovely spouse. Just being my pillar, being my rock, and being there to push me in those times. I'd be like, I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm quitting tomorrow. Just sell everything. Like, thank you for saying, no, just sleep on it. You'll be all right in the morning. So thank you. And for the podcast family, the Truth and Coffee podcast family, we are doing 15% off, and you use their affiliating code hashtag 1TNCT.
Yep.
Y'all know what that stands for. Don't act like y'all don't know. Y'all know. And it's 15% off every thing on our website. It'll be taken off your order. And you use that code, you might get something else too.
I ain't gonna say what it is.
I'm enticed you a little bit to go ahead and use that code. So I just want to thank you for having me. And I do vaguely remember us talking a little bit last year. And like you said, just the midst of everything going on. But sis, you on my radar. And
I'm so happy for you.
I'm dialed in. Just know that. Listen.
I'm so happy for you.
In.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, you said you drink coffee. What's your favorite coffee?
My favorite coffee would be when we got it from Honduras. Oh my God. When we, Honduras has been the best coffee.
Have you been able to find that brand here at all? Okay. So my
come back on a cruise this summer as a family, like the whole, my grandmother and grandfather, all their kids and their kids. I think that's it with kids. Their kids, I'm their kid, and our kid. Yeah, so it's like five generations.
The four
generations. So my grandmother, my mom, me, and my kid. Yeah, so it's four generations. We're going to, and I'm gonna stock up. I'm gonna get a whole lot more.
So there is a couple of brands that we deal with and talk back and forth with. I'm gonna see if any of them have any Honduras coffee.
Okay.
There's one here local that we just started sampling, and so far we have sampled three, right, honey? Bolivia, Colombia.
Oh, you got a bubble coming up.
Did you see it? Wait.
I did. Oh,
why? Wait.
Your background's blurred, but you did. It came up. I seen it.
Oh, you know what? I bet you because my background is blurred, we're not seeing them.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I did a little spot. Yep.
It was fine, girl. It was like
it was coming through.
But there's one that he just brought, my son just brought us last week. It was called it was from Haiti. It's called the Haitian Hound. And my husband is in love with it. And there's another company, Black Nerd Coffee Company, who I love to death. And they have an Ethiopian coffee that's,
I love Ethiopian,
amazing. Okay. So I have to send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, because listen, I love coffee. I'll be like, listen, don't talk to me before I take my sip. Leave me alone to after I finish my, matter of fact, it'll be better for me to get to the bottom. Then you can talk.
Wait, hold your thought. 10 sips in, just hold your thoughts.
I'm like,
you see, the whole time we've been talking, I've been like,
listen. And the thing with coffee is, I don't drink it to keep me up, I actually enjoy the taste of it. So, I put a hint of creamer and I do no sugar. I literally want the coffee.
Yeah, well, see, I can drink this coffee in a second cup and I'll go to bed because I just love coffee.
I don't do
a lot of creamer. I do organic sugar. Now my husband, he does it black. Everything is
all that Honduras coffee, I do black.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
That's how good
it
is.
He's gonna love that. Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much. You have any parting words before we get done? Any parting words or any advice you want to share?
Biggest thing I want to say because your audience is business, right?
Mostly business and relationship.
Okay. For my business owners.
And they fall right into your demographics too. We fall right into the 28 to 65 year old. Okay. Mm-hmm. 75% women.
One of the best advice I was given is do it ugly and perfect it along the way. You do not have to come out
about to write that down.
Looking like Bath and Body or looking like the big brand company. Do it ugly and perfect it along the way, because people love an underdog. Mm-hmm. People love to see growth and know that they had a part in your journey. Your loyal customers will stay with you and they'll be like, girl, remember when them bathrooms used to be cracked up coming to my door? Because they was. We fixed it though. We good. They don't come that way no more.
Remember them shriveling soaps you sent me, but I stuck with you.
But it was good, girl. Girl, you remember that? And you sent me another package. Thank you. Like, do it ugly and perfect it along the way. Let me tell you, the story's in the beginning. Woohoo! We were remaking everything.
That's what our podcast mentor told us. It's like, just do it. Because that first 10 is going to be crap. Your first 10 episodes, they're going to be crap. So just do it. You can perfect it as you go. Just do it.
Perfect it as you go. Because it's going to get better. You're going to get better. It's going to get comfortable. And people get to be along with you on the journey. And those are your ride or dies. And those are the ones who are going to, anytime somebody need whatever you're selling, boom, I know who it is. You should contact this, or they're engaging, or they're sharing. So that would be
I love it. Great. Oh, Laura Shea, love it. You guys, from artistrylather.com. And just a nugget, remember, her daughter started this company.
Left me. Remember that too, when you remembering that she started it. She left me. Okay, she left.
No, she did what she was intended to do, what God had placed her to do. She put that entrepreneur in your ear and said, Mom, go ahead and take this over. You got this.
Well, her and God, then they left me. So she wants to put them together. Yeah, they.
They left me.
Left me, though. Look at you.
Thank you so much. Laura Shea, love it. artistrylather.com. She is doing the dang thing. My fellow Marine sister, my fellow veteran, Semper Fi. I'm just so blessed to have you on our platform. Thank you so much for visiting the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. Thank you guys. Please look her up. Follow us at www.truthandcoffeetime.com. Follow her. She is on all social media platforms, Artistry Lather. Please look her up, reach out to her. I will have all her information in our show notes. We hope to have her again on our platform this year. So look for that as well. We love y'all for real, and we are so amazingly grateful that you are allowing Mrs. D and my sidekick, Mr. B, to holler at y'all with Laura Shea Lovett as we tell our truth over. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know. Girl, it ain't